Good luck. We're holding in Siman Resh Dalet. Actually, we're up to Sif Zayin, I believe. Now we were discussing primarily Mishapara. From Sif Zayin and on, primarily we're going to be discussing Machus Amona. Like I said, the Siman is divided into two parts. Mishapara means when you give a commitment, and together with that commitment, you also paid some money. So there's a Mishapara, it's a stronger commitment. To back out, you would get a Klala. Mechus Amon is when you have a commitment without any exchange of money, but nevertheless, you have to keep your word, you have to go through with the commitment. There's a Sheiltis I would like to share with you. There's a Sheiltis which, when it starts off discussing the Dinim of Mechus Amon, it says, Bezeh Loshen, L'mizboilei L'med B'diburei. Even though one could back out, means contractually, it's not actionable in a bezin. You can't force him to go through with his word in a bezin. But still, he's not supposed to back out of his word. He's supposed to keep his word, fulfill his word. And on this, on such a person, was said the following pasuk: Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that my eyes are focused, are rest on the person, the Nemani Aretz, and those people who keep their word, who are trustworthy, L'shevesi Madi, to sit with me, to be in my presence. Malami Zakteshilta Shezecha V'yeshev B'mechitzasai Shela Kadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who fulfills his commitments in business, when he says his word, he keeps his word, he fulfills his promises, such a person is Zaycha to sit. So it's not a kalazak. We said many times that this is a hallmark of a yid, is to keep his word in business. If he doesn't, it's also Maisi Yisrael, which we'll see again tonight in Yetz Hashem. But I guess with this comes this haftacha, this bracha, that these people who do keep, Baruch Hashem, we do keep our words in business, will be zeicher to be yeshav in mechitzas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, let's start Sif Zayin, which, like I said, is primarily now going to start the whole concept of Mechus HaAmonah. HaNeisei V'Neisim B'Dvarim. Anyone who is Neisei V'Neisim B'Dvarim, who does deals with words, means they have a commitment, B'Dvarim B'Vad, even though it was only with words, it was mere words, there was no kinyonim. HaRezev Roye Loi Lamed B'Diburai. Such a person is supposed to keep his word. Even though the Meicha had not yet taken any money, that means so there was no greater commitment, there was no din of let's say Mishapar like we learned before. And he did not do a Rishim on the barrel, which might have a degree of Satumta like we learned in Sivav. And he also didn't put a Mashkin on it, which we learned in Sif Hei. Basically, there was no kinyanim, there was no anything except for the words itself. Still, you're supposed to be lamed b'diburai. V'chalachayzabai, and anyone who backs out, bein lekeach, bein meicha, whether it be the lekeach or the meicha, afa pishenu chayv lekabu mishapara, even though he's not mechuyv to get the klala, because the klala was reserved for only those people who actually exchanged money as well, so it was a greater commitment, but nevertheless, hareza mi mechusrei amono, he is a mechusar amono. V'ein ruach chachomim neicha hemenu. And the chazal, the chachomim, are not pleased with this individual, not pleased with his ma'isim. The Mefoshim explain that such a person is einu b'chlal oisei ma'isa amcha. He's not an oisei ma'isa amcha. Someone who gives his word, who commits himself to a deal and backs out, is not oisei ma'isa amcha v'nikra rasha. It's a chuvus maram. It's a beis esav as well. He's called a rasha, even though there might be maybe a ravid faket. Sorry.
That means you can say
Lashon Hara. I know that's Hilchos Lashon Hara. That's you have to speak to maybe Rachmi or via someone else. All right. Bezdin mechuyovim lahasis boi levaisha berabim shteit in the mafarshin that the fakir bezdin is supposed to come in and we can't be koy for him, but we're supposed to be mevayish him and try to get him to explain to him the severity of the inyan, to explain to him that when you give your word, a word means a lot, and you're supposed to go through with the deal. Now this dinu mechus ramana, we all know there's a pasuk sheyasi sor lo yasa avla. So if he doesn't avla, avalidabru chazav. If he is medabru chazav, then he's not sheyasi sor, he's not a yid. If you look in the Sma brings down a pasuk in the Torah. If you look in the Sma, Siv Katan Yud Beis, he says the Rezal Omru, Mashukazav Hin Tzedek, when it says in a pasuk, Hin Tzedek, they dash from that pasuk, Sheyehei Hein Shachot Tzedek. Your commitment has to be Tzedek. You have to stand by your commitment. seemingly for Nesmada, Achreinam and Medaik, and Krispitim, is Medaik, seemingly for Nesmada, it's already a deraisa. It's not just a Medivre Kabbalah, it's not just Sheris Yisrael, Yas Havlo, but it's already a deraisa, Shehein Shokho Tzedek. There's a Pirsh Mishnais who seems to say like that as well. Other Rishonim, could be some Machlekes Rishonim. The Midrash Pitim wants to claim that it's a Machlekes Rishonim. Some hold it's a deraisa from this pasuk. Some hold it's only a derabonan or medivrei kabbalah. But okay, good. It's a suffik deraisa. We're dealing with a suffik Machlekes Rishonim. If we have a deraisa on our hands, someone who commits himself and backs out, that is a mechusa amana.
You say in rochachal nechem, and it wouldn't be a derabonan.
If he's trying to prove from there it's only a derabbanan, you're saying? They don't like what he did. It means if they don't like what he did, it means seemingly either it's a derabbanan or faket. It could be even a deraisa. We'll say this lot in Ruach HaKam, and it doesn't pass on a deraisa. I don't know. I hear you are. I mean, it should be even stark. I hear. But I don't know. It could be a guy, it means people who do this, the Chazar aren't happy with such a person. Not just on his action. His action itself is an issa deraisa, perhaps, but just they don't like such a person. He's a menace. He's a public menace.
So how does Beis Din get involved? He brings him to Beis Din?
He brings him to Beis Din, gets his rav involved or whatever. Yeah, obviously. Well, if the guy is, I mean, if the guy, you're assuming that the guy is kaif, I mean, someone who's not going to keep his word probably will lie as well. I hear. I mean, maybe he'll tell the truth that he already committed himself and he backed out. You don't need the edim. It's a Beis Din. And on the Mesa Matzah Rosh, I can get into a whole different
shmuz. You're coming into Lashon Hara. If you have no Eid, you're coming into Lashon Hara.
I mean, if he himself is Moida, he himself.
What
I mean, he is Moida. I'll bring him to Beis Din in front of Beis Din. I'll ask him, did you commit yourself to such a deal? He'll say, yes. Okay, so now Beis Din, explain to him why he's a Mechusa Amana. And he's also awesome Mesa Yisrael, and he should be a Nikra Rosh. So I'm going to discuss about the person he's supposed to do this, I think, a Chus Maramin. So the other Chubis about it to Dimim Mevashim, Beravim, like I just said, that's not the minig, I could say, but definitely the minig is that we explain to the person the severity of the, you know, it's not, you know, he thinks, you know, we're in a different world. He thinks that in the secular world, until, you know, you pass a 3-day attorney review, then everything is fine. That was for you, Ari. But in the world of Chazal, in the world, there might be another Zvarim, but in the world of Chazal, where we live in, the world of the Torah, you're supposed to keep your word. You say something, you're supposed to go through with the deal. And then we explain to him what it is. We explain to him the problem involved. Okay. Now, let me just go through a few halachas here. First of all, the Olam asked, I believe, maybe last week, 2 weeks ago, the Olam was asking, what's with a goy? Yisrael with a goy who has a deal. Yisrael made a commitment to a goy, they're going to go through a deal. Is there a mechusa amana ben Yisrael la'akam? So about that we discussed it. We brought down a miri last week that a school of Oishir is to keep your word and to go through with it, even with goyim. That's true. That school is. But Meika Adin is a Gemara in Bukhari, that if you give him a base, the Gemara says that with a goy there's no din of mechusa amana. Obviously, he doesn't have a din, but even you to a goy does not din of mechusa amana. And the Gemara says, because when do you have a din mechusa amana between two yidin? Because we each keep our word. But by a goy never keeps his word anyway. Right, lay that because is only said by Sheyes Yisrael, but they lie. So since they lie, there's no problem. There's no mechusa amana. That's the lashon haGemara. Since they don't keep their word anyway, so there's no din of mechusa amana. Shaila had explained the Gemara. The Mefarshim have not Rishonim. I didn't see any Rishonim, but the later Achreinim have Shaila had a touch of the Gemara. Could be one of two reasons. It could be enough kaminis alaka as well. First reason could be, look, if he's not committed to the deal because he's going to back out, he doesn't hold his words anything, and until he has something in paper or kinyan or whatever it is, he's going to back out. So it's not fair that I should be locked in, you know, one-sided thing. He could back out whenever he wants, but I can't. There can't be such a structure. You can't have a mechusa amana one-sided. It might be a general klal. Okay, so Gerada, there's a Chus Mar Sham, who I should really fear this with the Pshat and the Gemara, but he entertains that a mumar might have the same din as a goy. That's a Chus Mar Sham. But then Shanishva, I don't know if that's the he doesn't say that. He's talking about a mumar. But that's one Pshat. One Pshat is you can't have it one way. You can't have he can have anything he wants. He can back out. For him, whatever goes. Right. But for me, I'm locked in. That's not fair. That's one svara. Another svara is more tifa in the svara of what mechusa amana is. And I think it's important to understand that zikha, the emes svara, and we're going to see in the mechaber alone later on. What is mechusa amana? Mechusa amana means that someone is relying on me and I'm letting him down. he placed his trust in me, and I'm not trustworthy because he relied on me, and I'm backing out. So that's choyser amonam, choyser iman. He had trust in me, and I'm backing out. Now, what would be in a case where he would not have trust in me, which we're going to see later on in Sif Ches? There are cases that he doesn't have trust in me. In those cases, no dinu mechus amona. I said I'm going to go through with the deal. I taka said. Now I changed my mind. As long as I'm not letting him down, there's no dinu mechus amona. That's Gemara. We're going to see halachas later on. Sorry? Hin tzedek is, it's a good point, and some Achronim have this problem, and they want to say, like, these mefarshim, you shouldn't have hin tzedek, but lemaisa, the smart brings down hin tzedek, even though this is the real reason. And the Rambam brings down hin tzedek, even though he's the one who explains this to be the reason, like we're going to see in the next sif. So, vice versa, you have to say, hin tzedek means, it's not a din of sheker, it's a din that if I'm giving my word, a hin, and he's relying on a hin, so it's a real hin, and then I have to go through, I have to have it tzedek, I have to be matzdik that hin. Alright, but therefore, someone explained Pshat in the Gemara is that a guy who always lies, in his world, a word is cheap, a word is nothing, so he's not really relying on me anyway. Because in his world, a word is nothing. So therefore, even though I gave him my word, and in my world, avada, word is everything, but since he's the recipient of that word, and he doesn't have true faith in it, he's not really relying on it. Of course, you know, it's a good chance, he told me so, but he's not really banking on it, because he backs out on a word, so he can't, you know, everyone sees through his own eyeglasses. In his world, the world is not really committed, so, okay, so I gave him my word, but he doesn't really bank on it. So therefore, I'm not a mechus amana for backing out, because I'm not letting him down. I'm not letting him down, because he really doesn't rely on me anyway. With all his goyim friends that he does deals with, he doesn't rely on them, because they back out. He himself backed out. So with me,
he knows that.
He knows Shaitis Asav. Unfortunately, a lot of Yidden don't know that, I mean. But so you have to know what to do with Chil Hashem. I mean, I call if you raise any Adayin, but there's a Shoyle Meshev who suggests a Gvaldik Svara, and I rather like the Svara, and that is that, you know, you have Inyonim of Chil Hashem, okay, and I understand that they hold us, or they should hold us at a higher standard, I'm asking, but Vivite in his world, he backs out, and he doesn't have a problem with last week he reneged on a deal with me, so it's a little hard to say that by me backing out of him, I'm going to create a Chil Hashem. He just did that to me last week, and he did it to someone else today, so it's a Sholem Meshes Ra. Again, I'm not saying it as a blank check, but I'm just saying that you have to take into account that with Yidden there's a greater concept of Chil Hashem. With Goyim, on a word, they're not really relying on a word. They know you gave your word, but you have 3 days to back out. It's not a problem. They don't have this problem.
But even
that's how they look at it. Oh, yeah, that's how they look at it. I hear. If they talk or hold you to a high accountability, I hear, then there might be a degree of Chil Hashem. I'm just telling you what, as I'm sharing with you as far as the Sholem Meshev, that it's not like a blank check, there's always a Chil Hashem. Alright, now what's the nafkamino between these two svaras? A simple nafkamino, someone suggested, is that this din of Mechus Amona not only applies to Mekach and Memkar, we're going to see in the next sif, it applies to Matonis as well. If I promise to give someone a Matona, there's going to be a Mechus Amona if I back out. That's the halacha. So now, what would be by a goy if I promise a goy a Matona? So if you learn like this, that he's not really relying on me anyway because he doesn't keep his word, so he doesn't expect me to. So even by my tana, there won't be mechus amana. But if you tell me the whole story, it's not fair to have a one-sided deal. I'm locked in and he's not locked in. Okay, that's by mekach memka, but by my tana, he's a recipient of the matana. There's nothing locked that he has to do. He'll gladly take the matana. So then someone wants to suggest that like that story in a kanami, there will be mechus amana if you maftiach a matana to a guy.
Next week, the guy's going to give him a matana to the yid.
No, if this vari is because he doesn't trust a word, say an echanami, by matana is the same thing. But the vari is it's not fair to have a one-sided deal.
I'm saying it's also not fair here because there'll be times where the guy's going to want to give him a matana to the yid.
What, you mean at a different occasion? And he could back out and I can't. Right. I hear that they don't say. I hear. I hear this vari. I hear. I hear. Now, sorry? What do you mean? Did they expect a matana?
They expect a bonus, a tip.
I don't know. That could be a different child, but you know, if your employee might go into the employment. But I don't know if that's going to be a mechus amana. The Masham Grada says because of this, since the Svara the Gemara is only because they're not relying on your word, he would like to suggest, saying to Santa Masham, he would like to suggest that if you do a deal with a guy, that the guy is taka committed. Let's say you do a contract, let's say, that a guy is committed with a contract. Or let's say you do any other thing. Let's say there's a deal, you know, he had a case where you did something, and the seller was locked in, and the buyer still had time to think. Midinehem, the seller was locked in. And the seller was a guy, and the buyer was a yid. So someone suggests that they should be able to back out, because you're allowed to back out, and there's no mechus amana between a yid and a guy. And Masham said, actually, someone was married to Masham. His time was married him and said, no, yid doesn't pass the sword. Also, the Gemara, why there's no mechus amana with a guy? It's because the guy could back out. Here, where the guy is committed, he's locked in, because he did something that bidinayim, he's not allowed to back out, then yes, I have to go through with my word as well. Now, it's not a one-sided deal. Maybe you could say, now he's more relying on your word. I don't know. He doesn't say, but he says, and in that case, where the guy is going to have to go through with the deal, so you don't have the svar of the Gemara in Bechayis, and by a yid will also be mechus amana.
How would he look at
it? Again, it's like Yisrael's question. Like, what would be in a different case?
Same case, just switch around. The guy to the yid. The guy is the marker, and the yid is the...
No, the guy was the marker. I'm saying the guy... The guy's okay, whatever, right? He would talk back out. So, you're right. If you learned it as far as that he has to be same chalav, then I hear Bechayis that shampas. If you learned this pasuk as far just tam, you can't have a one-sided mechus amana. He's not one-sided. He's locked in because of his kinyan. And okay, but in this case, he's locked in. So in this case, all right, we can try out Svaras. That's
in the diamond business, the mazel of bracha, even if you hold it, it's not a sumka. Lamaish is an accepted commitment, even by going accepted commitment. Would that be mechus amana?
Well, we discussed last week, it might be even a mishapara. It means even though if it's not a setumta to the degree of making a kinyan goma, but it still might be a setumta to create, or whatever this middle get is, to create a mishapara. And it's very talking. There would be a mishapara. Whether there's a mishapara by a guy, you should know. All you see from the Gemara is that there's no mechus amana by a guy. If anything, you can be medayik maybe from that tosis over there in Bukhari that there is a mishapara with a guy, and others have problems. What I mean, in case of any kind of a guy, when's mashal is a tzir? So maybe you can try to work out such a tzir where you do a like a satumta type of situation, and then you can have a mishapara with a guy, and it's very possible that there will be a mishapara with a guy. I think it's makhlek as akrainim, but it's possible that there's a mishapara with a guy. Mechus amana is not possible. That's the Gemara mefereshes is that there's no mechus amana by a guy. What we're going to learn later on in Sif Yud Aleph about an escape, there's only one way that you can get out of a mechus amana, and we'll see all the, we'll have to be magdir and develop it then, but I'd rather save it for them to do it properly. Another thing is what happens, I'll kind of discuss.
So, why don't you say that we're out of Kavis Forum? It's a technicality in it. He wants to back out. He would back out.
I know, but since right now, the Masham holds, since right now he can't back out, so for me not being able to back out, that's because I'm on it. It's not a problem. We're both keeping our, he's keeping his commitment, I'm keeping my commitment.
Let's say the only way the guy can back out is he gets across the river and he gets over to tell you I'm backing out. And there's a river in front of his nose. What's on the tongue? He wants to back out. He would back out.
He would, but he can't, right? He should have, would have, but he didn't. So, all right. If you don't like the Masham, I hear. But I'm just saying, that's a sorry. All right. Now, the Achrin discussed what happens here if one party dies. It means there was a commitment between the two parties, and let's say the Nisin dies. Does the Yerushim of the Nisin have to go through with the deal? Or does the Yerushim of the Makabel have to go through with the deal? And this is my clerk is Achrin, but I think if the dust settles, the way I think we should feel Zachman, because Pitum says like this, others as well, is that there's a chilek. You can see, look at Rabbi Akiva Ego over here. And the side, Rekiva says, in Mace, now he's going on the Naisein, in Mace, near the Ein Mutter La Yoshim Litin Laya Matana. He's going grad in Sifches by Matana, but the idea is that if the Naisein dies, the Yoshim don't have to go through with the deal because they weren't the ones who committed themselves. The father was the one who committed himself. He tak has to go through with the deal. If he's not around, you know, tough luck. However, they want to say if Meis HaMakabel, if the recipient died, then yes, the other party would have to go through with the deal. I mean, my Matana, it's either Mekka, all right. But at least by Matana, you can see the difference. It means when the Noisin is the one who wants to go through with the deal, if the Noisin dies, the Yerushim don't have to go through with the deal because they're not the ones who committed themselves. But if the Noisin is still around, it's just the other party died, the Noisin would have to go through with the deal because the Noisin gave his word and has to fulfill his word. Now, you can start handling the Cheshbonis. That's by Matana. What about by Mekach or Memkar? If the Mekabel will die, if the Mekabel would... Well, one party, Mekach Memkar takes two to tango, so it doesn't make any sense. If one party will die, and his Yerushim don't have to go through with the deal, if the other party is alive, why should he have to go through a deal? We could have these swears that you don't have to be bound one way. Okay, you have to know what to do. If you hold the Atzvar in the Gemara, you have to know how to apply it over here. But by Matana, it's simple. It's only one side anyway. There's a Noisin. So if the Noisin dies, the Yoshin don't have to keep it. And if the Makabel dies, the Noisin has to go through with the deal.
But it seems to me that if you give a Matana to someone, I wanted to give it to him. I'm not interested in giving it to his sons. I never even meant that to begin with.
I'm not saying that it's Muskim. I'm saying that that's how it is. Exoyus is others who come out like that.
What about this
100%. Mechus Amon is by Maske Seich Meichel Lekeach. We had a case, is a Ramah, Shach Ramah, and Yerdei about a Moyel. I promise I'm going to give someone a kibbutz at the bris. He's going to be the Moyel or Sandik, whatever it is, and now let her back out. It's Mechus Amon. It's any type of relationship. We'll see. If he's not capable, then I don't know.
I think there's a mutual agreement there.
All right.
Well, I mean, if I'm giving somebody a
Shabbat
and he died, I'm
going to
give it to the son. And
that's not. That could be maybe Takana Roy. But a Mecca Kamemka, you're not dealing with, as long as he comes through with the deal, with the money. All right. Another thing is that overall, the Stamamash Mois and the whole Simin, let's say the previous thing, Pasku Adomim, we're talking about here where there was a Gemar Hapisik. There was an understanding, an agreement, an oral agreement. It was meeting of the minds, the deal is a done deal. However, if there was no meeting of the minds yet, if there are things still outstanding, if the guy still has to think about it, he still has to discuss it, then Avada is not going to be a Mechus Amon. Let's say you book a chas in the hall and you tell the guy you need a few days to think about it, then in the Chanam is not going to be a Mechus Amon. And if there won't be a Mechus Amon, there won't be a Mechus Amon for the chas in the hall either to go get another party. Someone's trying to bid on your house and he has to think about it. So if someone else gives you a bid, you'll have to take the other bid. He's still thinking about it, so he's not Mechus Amonah, so I'm not a Mechus Amonah either. If you'll have a case where you read duch with the person lehed, I want 3 days of return of you, I want it, and then my word's not a word until we go through the 3 days, and the chenamis, and both parties come back out. What we're talking about in the whole time, we're talking about there was a gemiris tas, there was the gemara pisak between the two parties. Then in the chenamis, that's when Mechus Amonah first kicks in. All right. Now, even though the Mechabit says that it's talking about Lamed B'Diburai, and there's a Mechus Amon, it means we have, the first stage was Mishapar, we have a Dibur plus money. The second stage is right now, when Mechus Amon was just a Dibur alone without money, but you could have yet a third stage. You didn't even have a Dibur at all, you're just thinking about it. You were going to Bedaz, you're going to go through with the deal. And there, there's a Gemara, and the Torah brings it down. The Mepharshim explain, even though Shulchan Aruch Gadda doesn't bring it down, but the Mepharshim say, yes, you will have a Yirei Shemayim has a chiv to go through with his machshava. If he, in his mind, made a commitment in his mind, he's going to go and sell someone something or give someone something, yes, and he'll have an inyan of a Yirei Shemayim should go through to be Dev Emes Pulavava. He has to go through what he thinks in his heart, that too he has to go through with the deal. So the Mechabit doesn't bring it down because it's not Mekadin, it's not for the Hamoinam, but for Yirei Shemayim you have to do it. Ramosha points out that Yirei Shemayim is less than Midas Chasidis. Midas Chasidis is mamish, if you're a chassid, then you have to do it. Yirei Shemayim is for any person who's a Yirei Shemayim, he has a chiv to go through with this deal, as long as he, Abi, who's Doiv Emes Lovavia, that's already enough that he has a chiv to go through with the deal.
What does that mean? A person decides he wants to go to a store to buy something, and on his way he says,
I hear.
What's the
chiv
also? What's
the chiv? Doiv Emes Lovavia.
No,
not with him. He doesn't even know about it. I wasn't even talking to him. In my mind, if you're a person who's truly straight and he thinks of something and he made a commitment in his mind, he's going to follow with the commitment. That's Doiv Emes Vavavi. Even what he thinks in his heart, he goes through it. He's ma'ameis those words, Vavavi.
If I decide to sell something for $100 and while I'm there, change my mind to $125, I sell for
$100? If you raise
your mind, yes. There might be more like that. Right?
That's where the makar is.
Yeah, the mice in the Gemara was, he would have said it, but he was in the middle of davening, so he couldn't say it. So it was real. Gemara Stas, he was going to accept the deal. So he would have said it. So his case where he's going to the store, he wasn't going to say anything then. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, I don't know.
I know, but the way the Mepharshim bring it.
Everybody knows when they go to the store that they're going to change their mind on the way.
If you talk and know that you might change your mind till then, then there was no real commitment in your mind either. But if you made a real commitment in your mind, I'm going to go through with the deal. Let's say, for example, someone's giving me an offer on the house, and I didn't accept the offer yet. He's like a few $1,000s short, and I'm going to think about it. We left off, we're both thinking about it, and then we discuss it over supper, and I think about, I'm going to go through with the deal. I made my commitment, I never contacted him. In the meantime, someone else calls me up and wants to give me a higher price. I'm now allowed to back out. If I'm a Yerei Shemayim, I already made a commitment to this person. The person doesn't even know I made the commitment to him, but I was already Deva Mesbovava. I already made that commitment that I'm going to go through it to deal with him. So I would not be able to back out.
It makes a difference if it's a big thing or a little thing.
We're going to get through it in the next sif. What about?
That's what I'm saying. This muscle, if it's thousands of dollars, it might be a big thing.
I don't know. We'll get to it.
You're discussing a case where the guy was already committed. You're handling about something. I'm coming to you. I'm going to tell you something. I didn't decide. We didn't start handling yet.
Yeah, but if you make a makshava that you made a chlota, that you're going to go through and do something, hire somebody. Sorry?
If you give me 100,000, we can sell it. But if you give me 110, you can start a little bit higher. The guy's going to offer 110 instead of 100. That means I should give it to him for 100?
No, what was the case?
I'm going to you to sell you something.
You're the seller.
I'm the seller. In my mind, I said, if I get $100 for it, I'm going to sell it.
Yeah, okay, but that doesn't mean that you plan on selling. You can still ask for the 125, and if you get bargained down, you go down to 100. No, you didn't commit yourself to sell for 100. You just knew that if he bargains you down to 100. We're talking about when you made a commitment, that you made, I'm accepting this offer. Once I made that commitment in my mind, even though I didn't tell it to him, that was a haklata. When you're going to handle with the president, you ask for 125, and you know, each one will call each other's bluff. You know, whoever's a better negotiator, we'll see where the dust settles. But, you know, that's a different story. I don't.
Is there a problem of Machshava that you know that since you never said it to anybody, if a high offer comes in, you'll go for the high offer? And your Hachlata in your mind is only based on the facts now, because you never told him that. If you would have known,
I know, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. I know, I don't know if that's the case. If you told me that's the case, I don't know. The Gemara, why didn't he have that also built in, that a son offers him more?
You're on your way to your bris, your son's bris, and you have in mind you can give a certain kibbutz to a certain person. You walk into the bris, you see an unexpected Rosh Hashiva coming.
Okay, that we're going to get to later on in Sefer Av. We'll see, there's one major maybe heter to get out of Mukhu Zaman, and we'll discuss it. You just have to wait.
All right. This is a dangerous thing if women find out, because they're all going to become Yerushalayim. They're going to say, oh, I decided to buy this, I decided to buy that. I can't back out.
Yeah. You know, he wasn't handling, it was a one-sided deal. I wasn't handling at all. Meir was a middle Kriyashma, right? Whatever, he was davening. He wasn't handling. So Meir said, I'm willing to buy this for 100. He didn't answer him, okay, I'm going to pay 110. And he sold it to him for 100.
Somebody asked him for this amount, and he's not that he's going to give it.
This person said 100, and he was mill downing, but in his mind he said, okay, I'm ready to sell it. And then later on he continued, and he said, okay, 110. And the Dave Emes Vavava was mechayiv him to give it for 100. He didn't have to have a previous... But Dave Emes Vavava, what? It's a Gemara. No, the Dave Emes Vavava is a pasuk. I'm saying the Gemara has such a story that based on the pasuk, Dave Emes Vavava... Sorry? It's a pasuk, Dave Emes Vavava. We'll have to look it up. I'll lean it out. I'll get back to you on it.
If the buyer is going to say that he in his mind is going to buy it for $100, and the seller in his mind is going to say that he's going to sell it for $90, then they're both Yerushalayim and they fight out. So who's going to win?
I hear. I don't know. Maybe that'll make up Shara. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's usually not the case, but I hear.
The buyer is not going to say, in my mind, I have 100.
Or the seller won't say out of my mind 90. But if they're both Yerei Shemayim and they get together, so we'll have a fakat that didn't tell you. Each one wants, I want to pay more and you want to only accept less. I hear.
Say Bli Nether, right? Say Ramos Bilbo, you have to do it?
I don't know about that. I don't know. Depending what Bli Nether means. Bli Nether just takes away the Nether, or Bli Nether means, you know, I'm going to try. I don't know, you tell me what was the story. I mean, it's a call for raise any adain. Every story is going to be different, but if the person was, you know, saying, I'm going to try, but love dafka, it's not 100%, you know?
Isn't believing that you don't want to put it in Ezra if you want to do it.
Right, you know what I mean?
Each one wants to be mazaka, the other one.
Okay. So with this, we come the
same. I had a makshava here. All right, fine. Let's move on to Sif Ches. Let's try to get some more halakas here. V'chein, who adin misha oimer lechaver, someone tells his friend, litin loy matana, he's going to give him a present for loy nasan, and he didn't go through with the present. Harei zeh mechus rei amon, he's a mechus amon if he's not going through with the deal. Which this is already only by matana. But medvar mirum zakta machabe be matana muetes. If it's a small present, why? Shrei some chadaita shemakabel kishiftichoy. The makabel was trusting the nice and it's going to go through with a present, a small present. He'll zecha go through with the deal. Ava be matana meruba. But if it's a large amount, ein bochisar nemana. There's no din chisar nemana. Why? Shrei loy hemin ze sheyitun loy dvar melo. He didn't really believe him. Such a large matani, he doesn't really take him seriously. I mean, he hopes it's going to go through, but he doesn't really rely on it. Until he does a proper kinyan on it. So by matana meruba, this is where you see this concept. Matana meruba, where you don't really take the guy seriously. You're hoping, but you're not really relying on it, because, you know, very often people back out of matana merubis, so therefore there's no dinu mechus amana. But by matana muetes, avad it's going to be a dinu mechus amana.
With your children,
you know, again, everything is to be the case. A case I just mentioned this week, I gave a share on this in Montreal. Let's say a father promises a son a nice matana. It's a matana meruba, but based on their relationship, for that relationship, it's not a matana meruba. So then the child has a right to be saying on it. So then the father or the shver has a mechus amana for backing out, whatever. And you should know it's a kolafi osher. The Bezalel Chochma says if you have a very Sorry? If you have, depending on the shver. If you have a very wealthy individual, a nice and a donor, for him, money is no object, so then a larger amount is already considered matana muetes. It means, how much is makabu semich on the nice, and how much does he really believe it? So if the nice is poor, so his matana muetes is very small. If the nice is wealthy, his matana muetes is very large. It depends on kolafi, the Indian, kolafi, the Adam. Avad is negated to come. Why not? If you promise a cotton, why not?
What about David? Oh boy. See, he doesn't even know I thought about it.
The fiyashra, I call it fiyashra. We're talking about mechus amana. It's a call of fiyashra. If he's a wealthy person, so it's a matana muetes. We're not talking about mechus amana. I'm talking about davar mitzvah vavoy. Okay, so there, the graduate is a pre Yitzchak who says that even though there's a halacha here that by matana meruba there's no din of mechus amana because he's not semich on you, but he wants a taina that avadi can have davar mitzvah vavoy. That type of concept you will zecha have, and if you promise someone, you maftich someone, even a matana meruba. Avadi Reishamayim should go through with the deal. It just means that Mi'ika Adinas, Mukhus Amoni, and Anna Mukhus Amana. You still consider Noisei Maisa Amcha, you're not a Rasha. But Avadi Reishamayim should still go through with the deal because it's Loigara from Daivemus Wavavavavav.
I don't know. Why are you going around promising things you can't keep?
Sorry?
Why are you going around promising presents?
Why not? You thought, you had in mind. When you promise his present, you had in mind to give it. That the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that we're talking about a case where the time that I promised you this matana, my full intention was to go through with this matana. Just later on, I changed my mind. If at the time I'm giving him, promising him a matana, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking that maybe not 100%, you know. So he says that's a deraisa. That's echa bepev, echa belev. That's hasim a deraisa. We're not talking about that. We're talking about when the guy had a mind, he's going to go through with the matana meruba, and later on he has a change of heart. He's not going to give him the matana meruba. That's when we say there's no din mechus amana, even though there might be a din. Yirei Shemayim should go through with it. But if the guy at the time in his promising matana meruba didn't fully believe, means didn't fully have the intention to go through with the matana, the noise in that is avad is going to be a problem. Avad, that's hasim a deraisa. 50% tip? 15% tip?
You go to a restaurant, the guy is expecting a gift.
I was maftich in that gift? If I was maftichim, then avad is going to be mechus amana. It could be worse. It could be reis chiyus poyelim about if I was maftichim to do it. But we're talking about what? A minute to give 15%? Always? I don't know. On the nicer restaurants, it's 15. But, all right. Whatever it is. But there's a whole different thing. It's not because you're maftich anything. What we're talking about is solely when a guy is maftich and matono, there's a chil between matono meruba and matono muetes. Now, another thing I should point out is that this whole halacha is where the recipient is a normal person as well. However, if the recipient was an oni, there's Allah and Reish Mem Gimel, they bring down over there, if the recipient, the Bera Goyle, if you look in Sivkot Mem over here, brings it down. It's based on the Yerushalmi, that by a Oni, who's the recipient, even by Matana Meruba, you're not allowed to back out. Pashas, the way we paskin is, the reason is because it's a neder. Yeah, it's a neder, just a neder let's talk, a neder l'Oni. You promise a Oni a job, That's a neder. So you can't back out. I mean, forget schiris paylim in yonim, but you just you were neder letzdak. You were neder lani that you're going to give him a job, a makom to make panos, whatever. The matana you promise him. So that's a neder. So even by matana merubi you have a neder. Means a lot of the noisin had full intention to do it, and yes, he did. It's a real neder. He won't be able to back out. Hayev yet, but lineder then there won't be a neder. I hear. This gradim then he won't have a neder. I hear. But this gradim. Sorry?
But remember we said by in the other cases when we were learning when we mamish mukhuyev to give, we said there is certain oinsin, your pocket.
Amisha Parv, the item disappears. The only heter we have is we're going to wait for Sif Yud Aleph. We'll discuss all the other variables. But the only thing we were discussing Amisha Parv was where the item blew up. So you can't go through the deal. If the item blew up, you won't have mukhasam money either. I mean, what should you do? I promise to give you this item. The item is not here.
No, let's say it was in the field in the stock market. I thought I'd have lots of money and tomorrow.
We're going to have to. Then let's wait for Sif Yud Aleph for that. Let's wait for Sif Yud Aleph. The Meiri has a different shot in Yerushalmi. The Meiri says it's not midineda. The Meiri says you say this like a thing. It's a shot out of Taichat to me if he mamish means it's a full mukhazamon or not. But he says that hayois, the whole thing is dependent on the recipient, how much trust he places in your word. And Ani, who's desperate and is being saimich on you, when you promise an Ani, matana maruba, he believes it. You promise a normal person is not desperate for money. Okay, matana muetas, he relies on you. Matana maruba, he doesn't rely on you. You promise an ani matana, even if it's a matana maruba, he's banking on it. Out of his desperation, he truly believes that you're going to go through with the deal. And therefore, Zakta Miri, it's mekadin. It's not midinet, it's mekadin. The fact that you promise an ani, even if it's a matana maruba, he believes you. If he's relying on you, then you letting him down. It's mechos hamana. By a normal person, only matana muetas, he banks on you. By an ani, even matana maruba, he relies on you, and therefore there will be a. He doesn't say the words mamish mechusaman. It's mechuadav. It's a shalat to tie him up. That he mean a mamish mechusaman, or it still is a mechuadav. You have to go through with the deal.
A person is the type of a person that I just don't trust. Nobody trusts. He's done already 1,000 mechusaman. I mean, he's just that type of person. Does he have a problem with the ceremony?
I hear. If he's a chazaka, then he never keeps his word, and people don't rely on him. I hear. Okay, but till he got there, he was a rush all along. But you mean now that he established his reputation?
Sorry.
I hear. Could be that his kukula is his tikuno as well. I hear.
Not on the personal level, on the industry level,
the industry is known to be not people that work.
Should be
everyone.
The industry is a building.
I mean, like the olden days, Ray Baca. Salesman. That's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about somebody else, but Shragan wanted to say it's in the building industry, but no. But I don't know, there are some elika builders also. It's not across the board.
By matana or maruba, your children are the same thing. They rely on your father.
Right, no, for them I think it's worse. I think that's mekadin. It means for them it's not, the relationship is not maruba. For example, what would be true mitzvah maisvis? So that for the recipient it's a matana maruba. But for the Naisen, he only has Tevis Hanah, so big deal. He's going to give $10,000 of Tfuwa to a Kohen. For him, it's nothing. So the Kohen has a right to rely on him. Because I know you're giving up nothing. What are you giving up? For you, what's $10,000 a week worth anyway? It's Truma. You can't eat it anyway. So even though for me, it's a windfall of a deal, but I have a right to rely on him. Because I'm relying, because it's only Matanam Wetis for him. So yes, if he'll back out, he'll be a Mechusamana. Means it's based on the relationship. Is it a Matanam Meruba for the Naisen? Is it giving up a lot? There was a story, I mean, you could start. All right, let me give you some backdrop, and before we get to the story, what would be if I maftiach somebody? The Mechaber said, "V'chem yishoim lechaveira." What happens if I maftiach my friend that I'm going to give a different friend? I would tell Reuven, by the way, I plan on giving Shimon a matana. Now, could I back out from this deal? I never spoke directly to Shimon. I plan on giving him a matana. I only spoke to Reuven. So a lot of Achrayim want to say, "Lechayit Shimon." Makir Ephraim says that Dava Pasha is a normal Chazamana because he wasn't relying on me. If Shimon never heard about my matana, about my offer, then he's not Zichin, not relying on me. If he's not relying on me, how could he be a Chazamana? Sorry. Yeah, but Hin Tzedek, you see by Matan and Ruba, there's no Hin Tzedek. Why? Because he's not relying on me. Maybe you have a Dov Emes Vavavim. Maybe. In a Chanami, you could have a Dov Emes Vavavim. Kosher can even express it to somebody. Good. but I won't have a din umukus amonim. Is mikad din? I don't have to go through. That's what the Machon Avraham suggests. The problem is that the Machab and Reish Men Gimel is mashma faket. You send the shliach to back out, and you want to back out, and he says, over there, you're going to have a mukhus ha'amona. And a lot of Achreinim bring the rais from the Yishalmi and other Rishonim types from the Yishalmi, Ramban, Amokhamis, that Avad is going to have a mukhus ha'amona there as well. What's Pshat? So the Betzel HaChokhman, I mean, there's no Eitzen. The only Eitzen he has is you're going to have to say that's talking about a case where even though I told Reuven, but Reuven already communicated to Shimon that I planned on going, giving him this offer. So even though I didn't directly speak to Shimon, but Shimon has a right to rely on me because he already heard of this great offer from Reuven. But L'chairo, and I can't tell you for sure, but L'chairo, Betzel Kok wants to suggest, therefore, that we still don't have a raya that if Shimon never heard about it at all, that there'll be a Mechus Amana. Because Minasara, why should there be a Mechus Amana? He was not relying on me. So, yeah, but he's not, what? So Reuven is relying on me that I'm going to give it to Shimon. I hear. Sorry? Okay, but let's say we're in the room and I was talking and I know he didn't call anyone on his cell phone and I back out. Do I have a right to back out before he got to it? We could find out. We could ask Shimon, did they ever hear about it? If he said he never heard about the Matana, so then I might have a right to, like the Bezal Kogma, I have a right to back out. Based on this story, how could he be relying on me? So now, these variables, you see that the, what?
You never ask him. What's you asking? So you heard
no, about? I want to ask him, did you hear about any Matana? No, I'm asking for, I'm crazy now. And I said, do you ever hear of the such Matana? If he tells me no.
He has to also trust Reuven.
That the Shliach told him
the third person had to trust the person that was told.
I don't know why not. I hear.
What happens if someone says, I'm coming to your chasm, and then do they have to go? Because it's
in Mechus Amona? I don't know. We don't find Mechus Amona other than deals.
Kibbutz. I thought, didn't you mention something?
The kibbutz, if I give you the, if I'm going to make you the moil, so that's a service. By showing, by coming.
Right.
All right. Let me share with you the story of Rikiv Egan. You'll see that in Ekonami, he, Vice Tzitz Heldot, was in Mechus Amona. But I'm just saying, in the Paiskim, you don't find him. But it's more, business-related Mecca Kamemka, some type of relationship, employee-employer, buyer-seller, something like that. But there was a story of Rikiv Egan. The story was that Rikiv Egan was going to a town, and he wanted to have a shtickle vacation, not be bothered by the Yidden in town. So there was a gvir who lived in the outskirts of town amongst the Goyim, offered to host Rikiv Egan. Rikiv Egan accepted the offer. When he was coming to the town, one of the shirim in the town, with the Rav together, whatever, forced Rabbi Kivega, didn't let Rabbi Kivega's wagon travel to the outskirts of town, wanted to keep him in the city because he wanted to talk to Rabbi Kivega, learning or whatever it was, he wanted to handle Rabbi Kivega, and Bishum Avim wouldn't let Rabbi Kivega go weiter. So Al Asar, Rabbi Kivega gave a shir on Mechus Amana, and his shiloh was the following. This is how the story set over. I have a problem with the story, but I'm saying all the story how I saw it in print. He had cleared the following shayla. We know the halacha is that my matanim ruben is no dinu mechus amana. And my matanim muatas is a dinu mechus amana. So he cleared that the recipient thinks it's a matanim ruben to have Rikiv Egan in his house. But I know the truth that I'm a nothing, so it's only matanim muatas. It's nothing to have me in the house. So for me, it was only matanim muatas. Do I have to go through the deal or not? That was the shayla. And he says, Mamela, even though the recipient thinks it's Matanam Ruba and I don't have to go through a deal, but since I know the truth, it's only Matanam Muetas, I have to go to this usher on the outskirts of town, because, or I have to be Mephaisim Chach, because it's Mechus Amana. Ad Khan, the way the story was in print. I have a lot of problems with this story. I mean, unless you're just doing this good for a drasha, I have a number of problems. First problem is that even if Matanam Ruba, we said, there's still Divemus Bavava, the previous Chach says, you still have to go through a Yirei Shemayim. Vajri Kivega was a Yirei Shemayim. Maybe he argued the previous book, I don't know. Second problem I have with this is that, yes, it's true that for the recipient it's a matana merubah, but what is it cost? What does it take for Rikiv Egan to do him this matana merubah? Just like we said by Chumus and Isis at Gemara, that's not considered matana merubah, even though for the recipient it is merubah, because for the Nisayin it's no shirt off his back, he has to give away the food anyway. So it's a this coin, that coin, so it's not worth that much. So for the Nisayin it's a matana merubah. So even if, it is a matanim ruba to have Rikiv Egan at your house, but what does it take for Rikiv Egan to go to your house and not? Nothing. Forget it. In this case, he even preferred to go there because he wanted to get away from the shaylas. So what was it on Rikiv Egan's, his part of the deal was nothing. So for him, it was a matanim ruba, even if it's a matanim ruba to have Rikiv Egan over at your house. So chayz adav aposhet that there should be a mechus amonim. I don't know. And then the third thing is the way the Sefer brings it down to prove that when the Noisin has a Matanim Retis and the Makabah has Matanim Ruba, you do have Mechuzaman. I have a problem with that. I don't understand it. The whole Sefer, why there's no Matanim, there's no Mechuzaman on Matanim Ruba, is because he's not Semech on you. Vivai to Makabah thinks it's a Matanim Ruba. And he thinks it's a Matanim Ruba for the Noisin as well. So he's not Semech on you because he thinks that this is a Mamish, a great, you know, a promise that you're giving me, but he doesn't really rely on you because it's a matana meruba. So ukiyas klapi shmaya gal, it's only matana muetes. But Lamai says the Makaba was not relying on you because he thought it was matana meruba. So how is he? I didn't because I'm not. I don't understand the whole.
He was relying.
Oh, here he was.
In this
relying.
Case, the because of his waiting, if you come down there, Kibir asked him to go to him.
So if he was relying, but that wasn't the Torah how the Sefer brought it down. The Sefer said, since the Makabal is Matanam Ruba to every Kivega at the house, so he's not relying on me, so I'm a right to back out. But I know the Chuzakri Kivega that I'm a nothing, so it's a Matanam Muetes. That's how he set it up. That's how the Sefer brought it down. I have a problem with that. If he writes for the Makabal is Matanam Ruba, then it's no din of Mechuzaman, even if the Nason holds it's only Matanam Muetes. But God, I hope the whole story can be true. Avadar Kivega is going to keep his word. Avadar is Devam is Bavavak. And maybe he gave a different Shia Kali. Maybe the person wrote it down didn't understand. Maybe he gave a Shia Kali like that. That you know, Lagabi true is a maizah. It's a mechuzamana because even though it's matanim ruva for the makabel, but for the nathan it's only matanim wetes. So therefore, there's a din mechuzamana. But I don't know.
Is his story? Did he end up there?
It doesn't say. He says he has to be mafayis the person or go to him. I don't know.
No, there's one more step. It's really, it's not totally if it's a matanim ruva Lagabi the makabel, but it's totally in his, if the makabel thinks that mitzad the noisin it's going to be a matanim ruva, then he's not son mechuzamana.
Correct.
But
correct.
If he thinks
mitzad
the noisin that it's
matana ruba. Correct, but in this case, that's my other
taina. It doesn't matter what's worth to the makabel. It matters what the makabel thinks it's worth to the noisin.
Correct, and that's why I have a problem, that what's going on here, what does it take for Rabbi Kivega to come to my house? He even prefers to come to my house. It takes him nothing. So even though it's a great schus to have him in my house, but I believe he's coming because he even prefers to come to my house.
Could get through.
Maisa
could get through. So it was a big deal.
Can't
get
on God.
Yeah, but it
doesn't matter. Why couldn't get through? Because the rabbi prevented him. Okay, so because you have other theory, maybe we'll go Trey Tari, we'll go learn at the end of the sim.
The whole matonim merubim, matonim eretz, is not in the halacha. The halacha shepoy is mechusar amona. Is there a samchus das? Period.
Correct.
Matonim merubim, matonim eretz is only a
an indication. Correct. It qualifies. What
if it's the biggest matonim merubim kishnei etzdadim? But there's a
Samchus Das. If there's a Samchus Das. Why would there be a Samchus Das for Riki Vega? Because Dei Vem is Rav
Avai. Why not? Because I don't think that the Gedolim would go around and just find someone and say, yeah, I'm going to come to your house and go somewhere else.
No, he didn't want to stand back out. He was prevented. The Rav in a different Oish in the city, who seems that hosted Riki Vega in the past, was Makbid that he should come to him. Now God is a different child if you allow to change Aksanya. It might be Lashon Hara, but...
So the problem is inside the Osher and the Rav who came and stopped them. I'm not to take away them, but the problem would not be the Kivegar. Kivegar is trying to go, and what would happen if the police came and locked him up?
Oh, yeah, okay, so we're going to start talking about Oinsim, but alright, at least you have a Chiv to be Mephaisim, I don't know. But at least what I want to bring out from the story...
The guy didn't know. I mean, the guy's
an Abayas,
didn't know
if he was stuck,
right?
I don't know, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he was by the Kabbalah's Panim, or Kivegar. But I'm just going to bring out from the story, if the story is b'chalav or libel, I have a problem with this whole story, but you see that he held that there's mechuz amana even on, like you said, coming to Yechasana. Even on, you know, being native to you by you have my presence at Yechasana, at your simcha, at your house, whatever it is, this hatov, you know, it's not mekach memka, it's not tzchiris, it's not, what is it? But vice story is from the story that there's still mechuz amana.
It's not keeping your word.
It's not keeping your word. I hear it. It's hint tzedek, but all right.
He's wanting to get out of there. Like,
okay, I have no problem. I have no problem.
Somebody says come to Hassan, doesn't come. She just
gives him
shofar.
He has
money. He has what? He has money.
No, but I never paid the money. I gave money. No, but because of Mishapar is only if you have a word plus exchange of money. I paid for the meal.
Gave the wedding present.
I gave the wedding. The wedding present is irrelevant if I come or not. All right, let's try to cover one more sif here.
The guy who lived out of town?
No, he's not a guy. He was an usher, but he lived amongst goyim. He lived in the outskirts of town amongst goyim. Kivega felt that he'll be less bothered there because goyim are not going to come to ask him shilas. All right, let's do sif test. One more sif. Yesh misha ima. Now those who say it's a Mordechai, Shim Rabim Omru La'adam Echad, if there's a Rabim who told an individual, Litin Lai Matana, to give him a Matana, Einim Yuchelim Lachzabim, they cannot back out, even though it's a Matana Meruba. Afilu Mi Matana Meruba, it doesn't make a difference, they can't back out. Why? So like this massive cotton Yedalid, Mepnei Shabizeh Samcha Daitoi, he was saying, "Makdash lo yaktsi by a rabbim." Pashas a rabbim is not going to back out. It's harder for a rabbim to back out. Gam another svar, which is a chedik svar. It's true, I'm being promised now a lot of money, but for the rabbim, if you talk about, let's say you promised the rav, you're going to give him something. You're going to give him a gift, right? You're going to host the shever brachas for the rav, whatever it is. Now, let's say the shever brachas expense is $1,000, but you have 200 members in the kehillah. For each member, it's only $5. It's a matana muetzes. What is it? It's nothing. So therefore, even though, yes, it's a large amount, but for the noisim, when you prorate it per noisim, it's a matana muetzes. So for each yachad v'yachad, since it's a matana muetzes, avada, the rav had a right to be samech on it, and therefore be a mukhusamana. That's what the sma says. Now, the lashon of the mechaba, the chayim will point out, it says, state edom yechaylam laksabim. He came back at it all. Seems it's worse than just Mechus Amona. Mechus Amona, Bedrim, you have a right, you have the koyak to back out, just you shouldn't back out. The Lash is, Einim Yuchalim Laksa, means you're not capable, you don't have the ability to back out, seemingly that something's going on here. So if you look in the Mordechai actually says a number of svaras. One is this svara that is Mechus Amona because it's only Matanim Wetes. And then he says another svara. His case was that there was a kehillah with the heads of the kehillah, the Rosh Ekahol, were there, and they were giving an appointment, either they promised a malamid or a rav, a position, and now they want to back out. So over there he starts standing, he says that when a rabbim does something, even by saying, when a rabbim says something, that itself is a kinyan. The amira of a rabbim creates a kinyan. If the Rosh Ekahol do an amira, that creates a kinyan, they didn't even come back to them, they cannot even back out. So even if they wanted to, they came back out. You could force it in a bezin, it's an actual kinyan. It's a maisa kinyan by a dibur alone. It's a special din. Sorry? It's a special din, and a rabbi makes a kinyan. It's not for here, God, it's in Hilchos before, way before, but when it talks about when the rabbi says something, if the kehillah says something, that makes a kinyan. Now, a lot of Achronim discuss what it takes to be a rabbi. But, so therefore, like that's where it's taka bound. You're not allowed. You can't back out. It's a real kinyan. And that's why maybe the mechaba got a losh and any mechaila lacks of him. But like the smash svara that it's only a dinat, the other svara of the Mordechai, that it blives the matana metzah, about you could back out, just you'll have a mechus amana. In the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he brings on this halacha, he brings on both dinim. He says that in this case, when you try to back out, you'll have a mechus amana, because it's only matana muetzes. But he lays too, however, hoyabem gimu rosh ekal, if there are three of the rosh ekal there, means that the rabbim, and they represent the kehillah, are there, then einim yochel laksabem. Then they taka can't back out at all, because that's taka maisa kinyan. So sort of he like does both. He puts both halachas in this halacha. It's a mechus amana if it's a regular rabbim, but if there are the rosh ekal there, so that dibur is mechayev, that dibur is a stronger dibur, that dibur is already a ma'aseh kinyan, and enim yuchalam laksa b'hem. Sorry? They discussed that, you should know. They might discuss that if the rabbim who say a dibur, so for them it's a kinyan, will that be mechayev the rav? It means, is it a two-sided thing? They discuss, well, it's mechus amana type of situation. For them it's matana muetzes, and let's say for the rav to take the position might be matana meruba, let's say. So they were done. He can't back out, I could back out. It really brings us back to what we just started tonight. Could you have a one-sided mechus amana or one-sided kinyan for that? But they're kind of discussed that. Sorry? No, so if you learn that there was a Rosh Kahal in here and it's a kinyan, so for him it's a kinyan. Well, I'm not a rabbim who's saying it, so they're mechuyev to hire me, but I'm a mechuyev to be hired. Does it work both ways? So they discuss. I'd rather not get into it. It's
a major cash on the mark. Actually, say he's not having the svaras of the smar. There's a kinyan.
No, he brings many svaras. He's trying to show them why they're now let her back out. So he brings a number of svaras. I mean, if you don't like this one, I have another svar for you. Brings another svaras, a number of svaras. The smar leaves out this svar of Rosh Hakal, and rightfully so, because the mechaba doesn't say anything about kal. All the mechaba says, rabim omru. To say that we're talking about the Rosh Hakal. By the way, Rosh Hakal only works if they're doing something for the kehillah as well, not if it's a personal matters. Did the mechaba talk about that? No. So the smal left that out, and he only said the other svaras of mechus amana. But the problem is the Losh and mechaba said, any yichon lags of him.
Only they can back out.
Rabbi Amaladan Ligma Ainum Yukhail and Lakwa, we're talking about a matana, with the recipient of a matana won't want to back out anyway. And a chanami. But I'm just saying that the Lashon HaMechaber, which seemingly is talking about a regular Rabbim, and then says Ainum Yukhail and Lakwa is problematic. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he brings it down, sort of breaks it up into two halachas. If it's a Rabbim, it's Mechuz Amono, but if it's Rosh HaKal involved, then it's Tak Ainum Yukhail and Lakwa, and then it's a Mamash HaKinyan. But at least you see the Svar. The Svar is again and again, it's the same type of Svar. The Svar is, does the Mechaber have a right to be Samechdas? If he sees that, even though it's a large amount, but for the rabbin, they can carry such a large amount. For each yachid, it's only a small amount. Then it's a smicha zazel, like the Truman Samaitis case. It's a large amount. But I know for you it's a small amount, then the shchayr, there's going to be a mechuz amana, because I'm relying on you. But if for the nathan it's a large amount, and I'm not truly relying on you, then there won't be a mechuz amana. It's to be daibemus pavava, like we said, but there won't be a mechuz amana. That's the chayra. I mean, you have to come out. It means, basically, mechus amon is a chisur iman. Someone's relying on me. He has trust in me. He's counting on me. I'm letting him down. That is mechus amona. Now, so, like you said, how does it fit into ancient chotzedek? I hear it's a shtickle of a problem. But sheis yisrael lo yasa avlo, you can hear it's an avlo. It's an avlo to let somebody down. Someone who's relying on you and you let him down, that's an avlo. If he's not relying on you anyway, it's not an avlo. But it's still, like I said, doivem es bovove. Any shaylas?
Why about the time to say ha'ir? That how could it be yesh misha'ayma? In other words, there's a double pasha. It shouldn't be a yesh.
I know, it's a Mordechai who said it. Yeah, and also, why is it in Hilchos Mechuz Amona? It should be before, which God it is. It's Skotis Halakas.
So then, Beistayson is talking about like the Smasa.
Look, yeah, I have no problem. I believe that the case of Makab is not weird. It's talking about Rosh Hekal, or the Tuve here, because Makab doesn't say it. Like you said, it's here in Mechuz Amona. What's it doing here? I believe it's Smasa, but the question is, what do you do at the end of the Makab? Enum Yukhain Lalakzim. The Lashon is very strong.
We have a certain halacha some places where we say koifin zeh when it's a seabor. We koifin them to do this, koifin them to do that, make a mikveh, make a shul, do this stuff. It could be that when a rabbin sugyas avort, we also say any rabbin achzor because that's understood. It's a pachim ponim for a rabbin to give a matzah.
It's not mechuz amana. He's saying a new svara. That's what I didn't see. I didn't see that svara. Here the Mordechai only said either it's mechuz amana or it's a dibur of a rabbin, and a mir of a rabbin was like a kinyan. Now you're saying something else that it's a.
No, I'm saying it's because of mechuz amana. It's mamish. It's not super possible.
You know, but the reason why it's mechuz maybe what you're saying is
if the ganz tzibur is mechuz.
So maybe what you're saying is the first pshat in the smas. Smas says that by a rabbin, but then some chadait lo yakzu by a rabbin. Maybe that's what you mean by for a rabbin. To back out is a bigger busha, so therefore I had the right to have a smikas das. But I think the ikasvar is the second svar of the sma, that for each yachav a yachav, it's only matanu muetis. And you'll see that what we do, yes, you're going to have times that you're going to promise things, you're going to engage in some type of a deal and have a commitment. So if it's mecha kamem, because we're not talking about a matana, but even if you promise the children something, you promise a friend something, yes, I'm going to lend you the car today, yes, you could have this, or whatever it is. That time, you promised him a matana or sheil or whatever it is, you gave your word to him. If it's a matanu muetis, then you're going to have to go through with the deal. Lending someone your car, even though the car is a valuable item, but the lending of the car is only a loan for a day or whatever it is, for an hour, that could be, and very likely, it's only matana muetis. How much? Sorry? Depending on the person. Good, but when you rent a car, how much does it cost to rent a car for a day?
Yeah, some guy, you know, the impression of his car is worth more than everything else he has in his life. You know, you got to go through, actually run somebody else sits on it, you know, and goes crazy.
Yeah, but he's only lending it to his friend for an hour, they still goes crazy. Okay. So why did Tugazak do it? He won't lend it, but he already told the guy, I'm lending you this car. Once that Amira left his mouth, that commitment, that's it. He promised him that he's going to do something, that will be already mechuz amana.
The svara of Fucho, then, the act of the Hashem is that the person doesn't break it down, that he just looks at it as a big and it's my man, there's no samchus. What's the svara?
Why would you argue on this makama? I don't know if you argue in the makama, it's just a yesh mishema. Yeah, but there's no one. It just means Yesh Minyan the Mechaber very often says when he has a sheet of Yachar and he didn't find a Chalik, but it's only a Yachar who says it. The Mefarshim say this, the Mechaber uses Yesh Mishemi. The only one who said this was a Mordechai. So it's Yesh Mishemi, he doesn't know it's Muskim Lakot. What could possibly, maybe in a Chalami, when he sees a large scum, he's not relying on the large scum.
Yes. We learned that by Mishapara, if the other Psal is Moichel, there's no Mishapara.
Correct. Here too.
Mechuser Mona would be the same.
Correct. If the guy lets me off the hook. No, I'm not doing an avo. I'm not letting him down. He lets me off the hook. He says he doesn't. He's not. He's.
You did let him down.
No, I didn't let him. I said, look, Yankel, I would like to back out, but I don't want to be mechuz amana if I'm willing to go through with the deal. So I'm not letting you down. But if you waive it, if you let me off the hook, I'm going to back out. Do you let me off the hook? And he says, yes.
Say it like that.
Yeah, he has to say, are you meichel me to release me of my commitment? If he says yes, then no problem. Mechila always works. That's the best way is to do mechila. Very often they'll let. By mecha kamemka, probably easier to get a mechila than by matana. Why should I be meichel you? You promised to give me something, why should I be meichel you? And if I'm meichel, maybe it's not b'leiv shalom. You know how it is. I might be embarrassed. Good. But if he lets you off the hook, b'leiv shalom, there's no mechila, there's no problem.
What happens when you make a commitment to do something and then you find out that it's not what you thought? It's
okay. Okay, we're going to get to Sif Yudal about things that change afterwards. If everyone is wanted, well, let's just wait.
How about a corporation? Someone who acts on behalf of a corporation promises something. Is that considered
allowed? Why not? It's a bunch of shutfim, sure. So if you have a look.
The shutfim is not mechuyev to the corporation. The shareholder is not mechuyev to pay the corporation.
I know, but if he's promising on behalf of the corporation, I mean, let's say the corporation will promise a nedava to somebody, right? And let's say, and it's a why, it means he had the authority to promise a nedava because it was the best interest of the company to give that nedava.
Health package,
whatever it is. And they had, now, for the rabbim to save that, to absorb that matana maruba, it's nothing because they have a million shareholders. So, and he's doing it for the.
But
I don't know if it's going to be a kinyan mamish. Because a kinyan mamish you have to do on behalf of an ear, have to be a kohal. I don't know if you have a rabbi who I should from, is that considered a kohal? But at least, yes, it'll be matana muertes for the shareholders to do it. It's matana muertes. Let's say you'll have a school who will promise somebody the use of their auditorium. Or sure, we'll promise the use of the simcha hall. And the simcha hall, yes, we charge normally $75, but it's not being used that night anyway. So if you don't take it, no one's using it. So there's no shirt off my back other than the electricity of having you during the 3 hours of the Shevet Brachos. So what is it? It's a nothing. It's matana muertes. And let's say if it would be matana meruba, but for the rabbin of the shul or for the school or whatever it is to carry that, it's matana muertes. It'll be mechus amana and echanami. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.